right. Well, welcome back. CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. How's everyone doing out there? Sherlock, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. We were dancing to that last song in our chairs. It was great.
So who was that last one there? Ava?
The last one was Nikki Yanofsky.
What about
for those of you who don't speak crazy accent, Nikki Yanofsky.
Where's she from?
She's from Canada.
Is she?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
She's Canadian.
I'm sorry, too.
Well, what's so special about this young lady?
She's extremely young. I don't know how old she is exactly, but I don't think she's 18 yet.
She's underage.
Yeah, she's pretty young. Underage.
You saw her concert when she came to the Waterloo Region Airport, right?
It was last year in April.
Yep. Right. Cool. This past Monday, we had Matt Weidinger and his trio in for Blacklight Blues here at Maxwell's Music House, 220 King Street North in Waterloo here. And hey, Durlock, what did you think of his concert?
He was so on last Monday. He was amazing. And what's great about him, he's also underage. If we're IDing at the door, you know, for over 19, then he wouldn't be allowed in. He's 18 years old.
Well, he's staff, so he was playing along with Rob Carty and Robert Reed.
And he is probably the most talented musician that we ever get playing for us at Maxwell's. Yeah. He is just fantastic.
So an up and coming, right?
Yeah.
Up and coming. We had a special interview with him on Monday night after his concert, and we're just going to jump over there and take a listen, and then, of course, listen to some of his music from that night. So here we go. We're going to jump over to the the interview that we recorded Monday evening.
Today is Thursday, July 18th, 2011. I'm at Maxwell's Music House, 220 King Street, North in Waterloo, and right here is Matt Weidinger and his trio, specifically Rob Carty and Robert Reed. So welcome, guys, to the show. You guys just played a live show this evening at Maxwell's Music House. Tell me how'd it go.
Went really well. We all had fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. But for me, being an old guy, it's a real treat to see people not only dancing to the music, but dancing together. It's a lot of fun to play here. I really like it.
So what type of a show do you guys play tonight?
We just kind of did our usual stuff. We try to add some new stuff in every week, which usually just means bringing the lyrics and yelling some chords out at each other, but that's the kind of fun way we do it, keeping each other on our feet.
Yeah, Matt got in a fight thing. That's the thing that's different.
Yeah, I've got a bloody napkin here. It's the first time I've come back from a gig bleeding.
You've got a bloody napkin?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Man. What?
I wasn't kidding.
You are not kidding.
Obviously, we won't go any further with that.
Yeah, no.
our Monday night shows here at Maxwell's Music House is typically swing and blues, and tonight you guys focused on one specific genre. It was the blues, and you've told me that you felt most comfortable with it. So tell me a little bit about your blues background there.
Well, Kitchener has always kind of been a bluesish town for me, at least. All the jams around town, kind of where we, at least, I know me and Rob got some of our talent from. They're all blues jams, so kind of either that or nothing. So a way to get on stage and play with some older musicians was to play the blues. So what about you, Robert?
I was born with the blues, man. No, I've just been playing music so long, and I must admit, blues is one of my favorite genres because it's about expression, not about chops. And it's a music that just makes you feel good to be alive. Also, you know, let you get your sadness out, which is a really helpful thing. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah. Oh, I know singing. I've always just pushed it from wherever it came out of and just got out of high school, which feels good. And
that's right.
Hearing people say at high school when I would sing at the different things, he sounds like he's sick. And it's like, oh, that. Thank you very much. It's called singing with expression.
Which way did they mean that?
Well, mentally and physically.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rob, yeah, you and Matt go to the same school, is that right?
Yeah, we went to the same school, though.
Okay.
I was a high five.
Hey. Just finished at St. Mary's.
All right.
Yeah,
they're liberated now.
Yeah, finally. But we had a really good music teacher there, Ms. Vergara, so she helped us both. Matt didn't always get along with her, but I really enjoyed her as a teacher. So that definitely, I give the St. Mary's High School Music Department a lot of credit with that.
Yeah, she put up with a lot of stuff, I'm going to say.
From Matt?
Yeah, well, from a couple students. I'm surprised she still has her sanity, because watching someone put up with a certain level of music when you are used to a different level of music can be very frustrating, and not losing your temper, it's a very nice asset to have. And I tend to bite my lip sometimes till it bleeds, but yeah, Ms. Bergauer always kept her cool most of the time. And at the end of the year, she kind of just let it go, but which was cool, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how she did it some nights, because she'd go in the evening rehearse with Stealing Dan, which is like a killer band, and then come and teach grade 9 music in the morning, which they can't put a song together.
No, that's
literally... The woman definitely is the same.
Purgatory.
You just reminded me of something. The high school I went to is very small, and the music teacher was a jazz bass player. He was a gigging player. And every so often, I'd be walking by the music room, and his arm would come up, he'd grab me, he'd put on some Miles Davis or Coltrane or some real heavy jazz and blues. That's how I got to listen to the real players very early on. And he instructed me in jazz harmonies. So like you, I was very lucky to have a skilled music teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Although I wasn't in his class. And I guess as far as teachers goes, everybody I've ever played with or listened to is teaching me something, right?
Oh, that's true. You learn something from everyone you play with. Right. And sometimes it's, man, he can play really well, and I aspire to play like him, or it's, wow, I'm never going to do that at a gig, because that made him look like an ass.
Hey, Rob, who are your instructors or your inspirations?
Oh, well, Adam Bowman is the teacher I take lessons privately with, and I've been with him for about 5 years now. So he's definitely my biggest inspiration. And then, some good session players from over the years, like Steve Gadd, I think he's influenced every drummer. And another local guy, Andy McPherson, he was also a teacher at our school. He taught math, but he also went to Humbert for jazz drumming. So he was a killer drummer, and he taught me a lot, too.
Oh, well. Speaking of Humbert, I heard you got accepted.
Yeah, I did.
What did you get accepted for?
For jazz drumming. Yeah, so I'm going to go there next year and see how that goes.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's a great achievement.
Yeah, it's going to be a good experience.
Yeah, it will be. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good one, Rob. The one thing I have heard about Humbert is that, I'm not going to say that. That's not an appropriate all-day joke.
Never mind.
Great musicians come out of Humbert.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Certain kinds of musicians.
So what
I heard the Village People came out of Humbert.
I think that was Bumper College.
So what do we see in the future here for the Matt Weininger Trio in this fall and into the spring of?
Well, geez, we lose Rob. Pretty sure I got Robert forever.
Yeah.
Forever we contract. Yeah.
I'll never leave you, Matt.
But I'm sure Rob will do a few gigs if.
I'm gonna try to come back and gig as much as I can. And yeah.
Me and Robert are gonna pool some money together and get a drum machine. And name it Rob. Every time, at the start of every song, we'll be a little tear.
Yeah.
So it goes out to Rob.
Rob McSheen.
Now you guys play other gigs like with other bands too, and with you, Robert, who else do you play with?
Well, I do a lot of work with some of these guys called the Tucson Choir Boys, and we generally work with a local blues singer, Cheryl Escom, who is fantastic. Whenever you see the name, go and listen to her. I think I'm playing with them for the Blues Festival on August the 6th out in front of Tri-City Music.
Is that?
Another person who's influenced me a lot is John McKinley, who's a local guy who gigs around town a lot. Man plays probably four nights a week, every week. He's kind of taken me under his wing and shown me a lot. So I play usually twice a week or so with him, every Thursday at the Fox and the Fiddle in Waterloo. And yeah, so yeah, John McKinley for sure I play a lot with.
Right on. And Rob, we see you with the Toronto All-Star Big...
The
Royal City Big... We just had the Toronto All-Star Big Band here in town at the Waterloo Jazz Festival, so I'm getting my bands mixed up. But yes, the Royal City Big Band, that's based out of Guelph.
Yeah, that one's... that's a lot of fun to play with them, because, as an 18-year-old drummer, I don't get much opportunity to play with a big band. So it's a really good experience playing with them, and it's always a lot of fun. It's a really relaxed atmosphere. We just played the Canada Day celebration... in Guelph, so that was a lot of people, so that was fun.
Yeah, that's a repeating gig, I understand.
Yeah.
Year after year.
Yeah, they just do it every year, and this year I got to play drums for it. So yeah, that was a really good experience.
What a great experience, fantastic. So any gigs coming up in the next week or two that you want to share with the community?
I do, like I said, Fox and Fiddle every Thursday night in Waterloo. I play with Rob this Saturday at the Edelweiss in Kitchener. And next Tuesday I play at the Boathouse. outside Victoria Park in Kitchener.
Right by the lake there, yeah?
Yeah, right by the duck pond.
Fantastic. And we have the Kitchener Blues Festival coming up in August, and you guys will be a part of that too, and we're looking.
Yeah, me and Rob again play. They open up the main stage on the Saturday at noon, right beside City Hall.
All right, folks, so check them out. Saturday, Kitchener Blues Festival, noon, main stage. So that's basically it. So thank you very much, Rob Carty, Robert Reed, Matt Weidinger.
The Dinger.
Thank you for coming out to Maxwell's Music House and playing a wonderful concert tonight. We called it Blacklight Blues this evening. And we hope to see you back again very, very soon. I believe August...
August 1st,
right. So check us out Monday night, August 1st, 8:30. Introductory blues lesson, and then followed by that live blues for the evening. So today is Monday, July 18th, 2011.
Well, that was it. That was a recording on Monday, July 18th there here at Maxwell's Music House. And that was our musicians there, Robert Reed, Rob Carty, Matt Weidinger. Things going on around town here. We have a special party on Sunday. Hey, Turlock, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to tell us about a party this Sunday that we're having?
Sunday is a very special day because some of our beloved community members are leaving us. Chantelle Jubenville is going off to do her master's degree in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Hey, congratulations, Chantelle.
Yeah, so if you're listening, we love you, Chantelle. And also Anna, Anna McCoy, is going to Notre Dame. She is going to, I think she's doing her master's there, is it? I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, we didn't get the scoop on that one.
But we know she's going. She's going to Notre Dame, which is impressive and awesome. And she's a wonderful human being. So we are giving the two of them a going away party this coming Sunday at my house.
What time? Where is this?
It's my house. You can look it up on Facebook. It's I don't know if I want to give my address for the world to hear.
Should I spell your name again?
Should I spell my name again? You can look it up on hepcathoppers.ca, and you can find it there. And hepcathoppers.ca, and there's a link to the Facebook event, and you can check it out there. And it starts at 8 o'clock, and it goes until we feel like stopping. I'm hoping that when the neighbors feel like us stopping. Yeah.
So that's 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock on the Facebook event is what I saw there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what we're going to do is we're going to be right back and hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to listen to some of the live blues that Matt Weidinger and his trio played on Monday evening. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stager from Shady Nook Farms, a family-owned, traditional beef farm. There are two ways to give your family the freshest tasting beef from a source you can trust. Buy a cow and raise it yourself, or contact me. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
We know sunshine when she's gone. Not warm when she's away. Wait on sunshine when she's gone. And it always goes too long. Anytime she's gone away. Wonder this time when she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. And sunshine when she's gone. And this house is no home anytime she goes away. Sunshine when she's gone. It's not one chance she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Oh, anytime she goes away. We've been practicing that one all week. Big round of applause for Brandon, everybody. Happy birthday, buddy. And there are three other birthdays in the audience, so we're going to have a birthday jam for them right now. They are Jimmy. Where are you, Jimmy? It is your birthday. John Layden. John Layden's birthday. And it is Melanie's birthday. Come on forward, Melanie. It is your birthday, and the three of you will get a wonderful, wonderful birthday jam. Thank you.
two more songs and then call it an evening. It's been great. Again, we have the Matt Wadinger Trio. We got Mr. Robert Reed on guitar, Mr. Rob Cardi on drums.
And that was Monday Night here at Maxwell's Music House. You're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and this is the Swing and Blues Radio Show. Just a quick shout out to our sponsors, actually, the Hepcat Hoppers, providing Waterloo Region with weekly live jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and swing era performances. Enjoy live jazz every Monday starting at 9 p.m. Maxwell's Music House, 220 King Street North, Waterloo.
Hey, that's us.
Hey, more information at www.hepcathoppers.ca. Also, cutting-edge DJ services, professional DJ services for weddings, corporate events, and school dances. So book your next event by visiting their website, www.cuttingedgedj.ca.
Hey, that's you, Dave.
Hey. And then finally, looking for the ultimate ice cream experience? Tim Hortons is proud to introduce Cold Stone Creamery. It all starts with making the finest quality ice cream fresh in the restaurant. Then you pick from a selection of delicious mix-ins and watch as it all is combined on a frozen granite stone. Be sure to try a signature creation made just for you. Visit the Tim Hortons at 197 Frederick Street to enjoy all Cold Stone has to offer. Those are all from our sponsors this evening. And I have wonderful people like my co-hosts here, Ava Balassi and Turlock Myers, who just dropped in.
We're having fun here.
We're having a really good night, yeah.
It sounds like you're having a lot of fun. So just a quick few listings, national listings here. July 29th, weekend, Lindy Stock, Algonquin Park.
It's going to be awesome.
Put on by Toronto Lindy Hop.
You guys.
It's going to be so awesome.
And then you can visit their website, torontolindyhop.com. I know that there's a big waiting list that's going on right now. Also, September 24th weekend, Canadian Balboa Championship in Montreal, Quebec. CanadianBalboaChampionships.com is where
those of you who were here and took lessons from Dominique Blouin, she's going to be there.
Yes, that's right. Top one of the top contenders there.
She's awesome.
At the international level, in July, actually for 5 weeks, Harang Dance Camp is running right now in Harang, Sweden. International instructors, dance parties all night long. You can find out more information at www.harang.com.
I hope there is someone listening in Sweden, just so they could say, hey, they gave us a shout-out.
And, of course, July 22nd, this weekend, there's a dance exchange in Ann Arbor. It's 3 days of just straight-out dancing, and their theme this year is Kiss Me Ann Arbor, and you can find out more information at kissmeannarbor.com.
And we do have some KW people that are going to that, I think.
That's right, some Waterloovians, right?
Waterloovians.
Waterloovians.
Waterloovians. That's right. I like that.
Camp Hollywood, July 28th weekend, Los Angeles, California. So that's a weekend of dance instructions, live music, and competitions. Find out more information at www.camphollywood.net. And just to round out that last set there, that was Matt Wadinger playing live blues at Maxwell's Music House. He'll be back here on Monday, August 1st, 2011, starting about 9 o'clock. So come on out and check it out. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a listen here to one of our favorites in Toronto. Her name is Roberta Hunt, and this is I Get the Blues.
I love Roberta.
When it rains. Thank you. And that was Patrick Tevlin, God Will Take Care of You. Patrick Tevlin is going to be in Toronto, actually, this weekend at Dovercourt. Is that right, Turlock?
Yeah, Dovercourt.
I think you're planning to go to the Toronto Dovercourt dance this Saturday evening.
I can't now, but I had planned on going originally.
Really?
Yeah, I can't now. I have a Celtic, a Cayley gig.
Oh, okay.
At a wedding on Saturday night, so I will be doing Irish dancing instead.
So no rest for the wicked. So you're listening to the CKMS 100.3 Sound FM here above the Maxwell's Music House, 220 King Street North in Waterloo. And just the song before Patrick Tevlin was Roberta Hunt, I Get the Blues When It Rains. So we're going to play a few more songs. DJ Carmelo's coming up, and he's going to be playing hip-hop. So we're going from the Lindy Hop to the hip-hop this evening, approximately 12 o'clock. So those who are just tuning in right now, this is the Swingin' Blues radio show hosted by myself, David Trin, Ava Balassi, and, of course, our guest drop-in co-host, Turlock Myers. So Ava, take it away on this next song.
You are listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and you just heard some really awesome music, especially the Cantina Band by the Alexandria Classtet. I'm so happy that you played the that Cantina Band song. Star Wars and swing dancing are my two main loves in life. Also, you heard the King Porter Stomp by Lino Petruno, and Your Heart is as Black as White.
Night. Sorry, my
bad. As Black as Night. Melody Gardot.
That makes a lot more sense.
Melody Gardot just has the sexiest voice ever. I was entranced by that, and that's why I couldn't pronounce Night.
Right. So right now on deck here, we have DJ Carmelo just setting up behind us. So if you're just tuning in right now, we're just going through the Swing and Blues show. We're wrapping it up very, very soon. So we're going from Lindy Hop all the way to the Hip Hop this evening. So what we got going here, it's about 5 minutes after 12, and it's that part of the evening where we just have to wrap the show up. I'm sorry for those who are enjoying the show.
We all have sad faces. I know you can't see it, but we do.
Join us next Monday for live swing jazz at Maxwell's Music House starting at 9 o'clock. And next Thursday, Ava and myself, David Trim, will be back and hosting the Swing and Blues show starting at 10 p.m. So visit our website at www.hepcathoppers.ca or the soundfm.ca website. So today is Thursday, July 21st, 2011, and this is episode number 3. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, don't forget what that swing rhythm feels like. So good night, Waterloo, and we'll leave you with this very last song. It's "Tain't What You Do" by Jimmy Lunsford. Have a wonderful evening.
About 3:30, my daddy said, "Son, come here to me." Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know. It's the way hot you do it. It's the way hot you do it. It's the way hot you do it.
That's what gets me.
Mama, mama, it's the time that you do it. It's the time that you do. It's the time that you do it.
That's what gets me though.
Ooh.
You can try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Make it easy.
Please say.
Then you dive your swing. Go and think what you do.
It's the place that you do.
Think what you do.
It's the place that you do.
Think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
That's what gets me though.
Thank you.
name's Megan, and I listen to CKMS 100.3 FM. It is a sweet station. Radio Waterloo, yeah.
Hi, I'm Domingo, and I would like to invite you to join me every morning from Charlotte here at South FM. Music from around the world with that extra Latin hit. Every weekday, 10 noon, this is Domingo. In the morning here at South FM 100.3.
Hey everyone, it's the Brit here.
And DJ JD, and we want to give you the inside look into Sound FM.
Sound FM is a community radio station that dedicates its time and effort into promoting new artists. You will hear many new and not so new music on this station. There's something for everyone.
As a co-op based radio station, it was the perfect choice for myself and the Brit to get a true taste of the radio lifestyle. So don't touch that dial and keep supporting your local radio station 100.3 Sound FM.
These are the sounds of impaired driving. And then...
Project Pump 1.
He's gonna make it. When you drive impaired, there's a price we all pay. Emergency response costs, doctors, caregivers, and more. Studies show that impaired driving costs us billions of dollars each year. But the victims of impaired driving pay the biggest price.
Change for the better.
Map Canada, helping the victim, stopping the crime.
Trying to get heard? You could yodel.
A-O-T.
Trying to get exposed?